The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I'll bet that most of you gathered here today to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Arkansas Catholic don't realize that our newspaper, along with its predecessor, The Guardian, was not the first Catholic newspaper in Arkansas. The first Catholic newspaper was the German language Arkansas Echo, founded 120 years ago in 1891. When Bishop Morris came to Arkansas, he felt like there should also be a newspaper for English-speaking Catholics. So in 1911, he founded the Southern Guardian, soon known simply as The Guardian. For the next 20 years, we had two Catholic newspapers in Arkansas. Can you believe it? Until the Arkansas Echo folded in 1932. After a run of 40 years, The Guardian survived the Depression, though just barely. And then in 1986, in celebration of its 75th anniversary, Bishop McDonald changed our paper's name to the Arkansas Catholic. And I am so pleased that all three bishops covered by our newspaper operating under that name are present today to thank God as we reach this milestone. We're also here to thank the present and former editors and staff of our paper for the valuable role they have played and continue to play in the work of the church in this most beautiful part of God's vineyard, the Diocese of Little Rock. And as we have seen week after week in the time capsule summaries of issues covered by our newspaper over the course of the last 100 years, our paper has fulfilled its mission of keeping Arkansas Catholics informed right from the beginning, for which we are proud and grateful. In today's gospel, Jesus' adversaries try to trap him into saying something that will get him into trouble with the Romans occupying their country. And they set him up with flattering words that are far more true than they perhaps would like to admit. They say, "Teacher, we know you are truthful and teach God's way sincerely. You court no one's favor and do not act out of human respect." What a great compliment. They're saying that Jesus is both truthful and prudent. And he then goes on to prove them right, despite themselves, by giving them a response that is both truthful and prudent. You know, truth and prudence are the two great companion virtues which must guide the work of any Catholic newspaper as well. Truth spoken without prudence can be very destructive, which is what Jesus' adversaries are hoping for in today's gospel, that by speaking imprudently, he will cause his mission to self-destruct. But of course, there is a far more common way for the truth to be spoken without prudence, namely when someone says something that's no one else's business, in an effort to harm that other person. Truth, in other words, spoken with evil intent, which can be a very grave sin. Prudence, the other of those two virtues, requires us to be gentle with the weakness of others, while also considering whether a particular unflattering truth is something that others have a need or even a right to know. This requires careful consideration by all involved, including perhaps especially Catholic newspapers, because misplaced gentleness can also be harmful, especially if it only amounts to smoothing things over, forgetting the demands of truth and justice that should guide everything we do. You know, we bishops have learned this the hard way in dealing with scandals over the last decade or so. Prudence requires that we be both merciful and just. Mercy requires us to forgive sins, but justice requires us also to take the common good into account, even to the point of removing certain offenders from ministry permanently. Catholic newspapers face a similar challenge: to publish the truth with prudence, taking the common good into account, meaning that Catholic publishers sometimes do have to publish unpleasant truths that Catholics in Arkansas have a right and indeed a need to know. And isn't it true that over the course of the last 100 years, those two virtues that guide Jesus' response in today's gospel have found concrete expression in the manner in which our diocesan newspaper tries to cover the events in our church and in our world? Giving to Caesar what is Caesar, but to God what is to God, what is God's? Thank you, Malia. And thank you, current and former employees of the Arkansas Catholic. May God grant that our paper continue to publish the truth with prudence, with mercy, and with attention to the common good these next 100 years as well.